Welcome to the Recruiting Careers Talent Management Podcast, a place for individuals of all levels, from new college graduates to vice presidents, to get information to help them advance their career and meet their goals. Hosted by Mike Adamo, headhunter, human resources executive, and talent acquisition leader for almost two decades. Welcome to another episode of the RCTM Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Adamo. Thanks for joining me today. It's hard to believe it's already the beginning of February, and I hope you bear with me because I am dealing with a little bit of a head cold today, so kind of struggling, but I got some nice tea, so hopefully that'll make it a little bit better. So last week, we talked about when it's time to look for a job change, or are you just being impulsive? And what I realized as I was producing my YouTube video for that particular podcast and article that I might have been a little bit incomplete, and there's probably a little bit more to the story. So I was developing a graphic for the YouTube, trying to show you what the continuum is of job seeking from unaware to action. And what I realized is that there's a really awesome model that we can talk about that'll help us to dive a little bit deeper about your career. And I'm calling this episode The Color Codes of Career Survival because this model is based on the color codes of security awareness developed by Colonel Jeff Cooper. So this will be a little bit of a dual podcast. We'll talk about a little bit of personal safety as well as career safety. So those of you who don't know who Jeff Cooper is, he was a retired World War II era Marine who went on to be very focused around shooting and personal defense, so pistol shooting, and he founded a place called Gunsight in Arizona, which is one of the foremost training centers for civilian defense. So Colonel Cooper trained a lot of people about personal protection, and he came up with the Cooper Color Code of Awareness, and I think this really does apply to your career. He talks about four color codes which help you understand at what stage of awareness you're at around your personal protection. And let's draw the analogy now, because otherwise, if you're not a personal protection person, you're probably going to shoot me because you're getting bored. What this means for your career is I constantly run across people who were surprised by an event that happened in their career, which left them unemployed, underemployed, or desperate to look for a job, or unemployable. And honestly, this is what career survival is about. It's about being proactive with your career so that you can have options and not get killed in your career. So not have your career be killed. So career survival is very similar to personal survival, and it requires a certain level of awareness. So let's talk about this. So there's four color codes that we're going to talk about. So the first stage, which is quite a common stage, unfortunately, is condition white, and that is unaware. In a personal defense setting, that would be not aware of your surroundings. So the people walking around with their cell phone up to their face, texting, or not paying attention when they're driving, not looking around, or not paying attention to that bad guy that might be following you down the street. From a career perspective, it's not quite this sinister, but think about it as the person who doesn't return any recruiter phone calls, hangs up on recruiters, isn't really aware of their career, doesn't have a career strategy, doesn't really focus on where they're going next, and just kind of bops along out of either fear, so they're fearful of making a change, or complacency, they're super comfortable, and that's condition white. So it's completely engaged in their job, but unengaged in making a change in their career, unengaged in being focused around their career. And I really don't recommend this. I mean, you could be happy in your job, but you still need to be aware of what's out there in the marketplace because things can change in your career, things can change in your organization. They can either change suddenly, so something radical can happen, your company can be acquired or go out of business, or they can change slowly over time. And think of that as the analogy of the frog in the boiling water, right? So we've all heard that one. The frog goes in the water, and the frog's swimming around. They're super comfortable. But over time, the person cooking the frog slowly raises up the temperature, and the frog really doesn't mind or notice because they say, this is a warm bath. It's actually kind of comfortable in here. Let me give you a little more swimming. I'll do the backstroke. The person comes and raises a little more. They go, it's getting a little toasty here. Maybe the sun's come out. Maybe I'm a little warm. And before they know it, that frog is in boiling water and that frog has been boiled. So your career can be like that. Certain slow changes over time can impact your career until you're the frog in boiling water and you've been there 20 years and you can't leave because nobody's going to hire you. So that's unaware or conditioned white. The next stage up on the color code of mental awareness is conditioned yellow or aware. What that means is that you have a basic awareness of your surroundings. So again, on a personal protection setting, you're looking around, you're kind of aware. If someone's looking at you funny, you're kind of paying attention to that. You're really taking in your surroundings. You're looking around and making sure you're aware. Is the street safe? Is that person approaching me? Are they a safe person? If you're driving, you're looking at following distance. You're looking around in front of you, behind you, into the sides. You're really aware. In your career, you're talking to your colleagues, your mentors about your career. You're paying attention to industry trends. You're talking to a recruiter once in a while about how marketable you are and where you are with your career. You're really, you're not taking action, but you're subtly prepared for action, and you know you're able to anticipate the bumps in the road as they come up. So that's condition yellow, and that's really the lowest condition you should be in your career. You should not be bopping around your career in condition white and unaware. You should at least have some basic level awareness of your career. So the next stage up, and this is in stimulus typically to a threat, at least in personal protection, is condition orange or prepare. Now you've recognized some level of threat and you're preparing to take action. So you're saying, hey, that person looks a little strange. If they get within 15 feet of me, I'm going to cross the street because you know what? I don't want them to get too close to me. Or you see someone driving erratically and you change lanes and slow down and allow them to pass you. So you're identifying threats before there's an issue. In your career, what this looks like is you're identifying risks and issues in your career. You're also actually more actively identifying potential opportunities. So now you've said, hey, there's a risk in my career. I've identified it by being in condition yellow. So now I need to prepare to make a change. So your resume is updated. You are open to having conversations with the right recruiters. You're seeking actively information about potential next steps in your career in your company or in other companies. You're not actually taking the action yet, but you're preparing for that action in your career. And that's a much better place to be, because if something suddenly happens, your company is acquired, there's something goes on with you and your boss, you are more ready to deal with it, right? And that's what personal and career protection is. You got to be ready. Another personal protection analogy is the brand 5-Eleven, right? Anyone know their motto? It's always be ready. And in your career, you should always be ready, because at the end of the day, this is your livelihood. This is how you feed your family. This is how you pay for college and take care of your kids and take care of yourself. And this is how you get to retire. So do you want to be unaware and just kind of bobbing through life? Or do you want to always be ready so that if some challenge to your career comes up, you have options? So speaking of options, now we're gone to condition red, and that's action. In a personal protection setting, you are taking action. You're crossing the street because that person looks shady. You have been cornered by somebody, and now you need to defend yourself. So you're taking the actions needed to protect yourself. You might take evasive maneuvers while driving. Again, that is action. You are taking action. As this applies to your career, action means looking for a job. It means interviewing. It means being ready to make a change. Taking your career into your own hands by identifying opportunities and taking action and making a move, whether it's internal or external. So that is the color codes of career survival. So again, you have white, unaware, so you're not paying attention. Yellow, aware, you're paying attention, you're aware of your surroundings. Orange, you're preparing for action. You see a potential threat and you thought through scenarios where you can deal with it. And then red, you are actually taking that action. You are surviving in your career. You are doing something differently. And again, let's just talk about it from a personal protection standpoint, because you know it's a dangerous world with terrorism and all these things, right? So this show isn't just fun and entertainment. I'm trying to give you stuff that'll help you, right? So the color codes of survival is condition white, unaware. And that's really, you should only be there at home, right? Because the doors are locked and you're safe. So you can be less concerned about what's going on around you. You walk out of that house and you go into condition yellow. Now you're aware. You're looking around. You're seeing that threat. When you're walking down the street, you got your head kind of on a swivel. You're looking right, left. You're looking in front. You're looking behind. You're seeing if someone's looking at you funny, or if you're following you. You're generally aware of threats and issues as they come up before they come up. And then orange, now you've identified a potential threat. Now, it may not really be a threat. It could be your Uncle Joe going to tap you on the shoulder saying, hey, come over here. Certainly, you don't want to react with action to Uncle Joe. But you want to be ready, right? So you're going to identify the potential threat, and you're going to think through, what am I going to do to deal with that threat if it eventualizes into an actual threat? So you're preparing for action. And in condition red, now you are taking action. You're taking action aggressively and decisively to overcome your enemy to survive for another day. So you're going to take action. You are going to take the steps you need to survive whatever survival situation comes up. In Krav Maga, which is something I study, which is Israeli street fighting or self-defense, it's attack the attacker. You are going to attack so that you can survive and go home and live another day. So anyway, that's the color codes of survival and the color codes of career survival. So I hope this helps. It's a little bit of a fun episode. We're talking about survival. So if you like it, take a second to subscribe to this channel. Check out my YouTube. I've been doing some great content. I'm trying to get something up once a week, and I'm doing pretty good at that. And, of course, connect with me on LinkedIn because I'm publishing articles regularly. And my goal, again, is to help you to meet your career goals and hire the talent that you need if you're a hiring leader. So thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you have a fabulous day.